Welcome to the Muscles and Veggies podcast. Nutrition, health, fitness, all perfectly packaged in a bite-sized podcast to educate and motivate you to stay on your fitness journey. What are we talking about today? We're talking about the five reasons why everyone should be strength training. Now, sometimes I get asked a question from people, what should I be doing? Should I be doing cardio? Should I be doing CrossFit? Should I be doing, you know, Orange Theory, yoga? What's the most beneficial for my time? And I always say the same thing, strength training, resistance training. And we're going to go over the five reasons why that is the case. Well, to start us off, we're going to go from five to my most important. And this is my order that I have. Yours may be different, but five increases bone density and muscle mass. So that's my number five reason why everyone should strength train. In our older population, we have a problem with sarcopenia or muscle loss, or also osteoporosis. So increasing your muscle mass also increases your balance, your coordination, makes you more body self-aware, less able or less likely to fall, things like that. But then when you do fall, you have lower bone density, and muscle mass and strength training solves both of these problems. It increases your balance and coordination, but then it also increases your bone density as well. And there's a host of other things that, like, lower muscle mass causes problems in the body. Like, for one, lower metabolism, lower sex hormones, higher risk of obesity, higher risk of diabetes. These things are all come along with sarcopenia or low muscle mass. So that's my number five, increases bone density and muscle mass. Let's go to number four. It reduces mortality risk. So I found an interesting study. It showed that for those over 60 years old, those who strength train were twice as likely to beat cancer, a car wreck, any all-cause mortality, heart disease, you name it, it was on there. Twice as likely. So for those of you over 60 or those of you approaching 60, what a motivator to strength train on a regular basis. So that's my number four, reduces mortality and increases longevity. And you could say it increases longevity because it's raising metabolic rates, raising sex hormones. It's raising the quality of life and your coordination and body self-awareness like we talked about before. Number three, decreases your risk of blood pressure. This is probably the most common thing that I look for with people on medications when they come into the gym. I'll ask them what their medications are. We'll talk about that. Almost always I'll see them. If they're on medications, they're usually on a blood pressure medication. Well, strength training combats high blood pressure. How does it do so? Well, likely you'll see in people who lift weights, they're very vascular. They have veins that stick out, especially when they're working out. And that's because strength training actually increases vascularity, expansion, and contraction, which is exactly what sedentary lifestyles don't do. Your arterial walls stay very stiff and unused. So a sedentary life, you could say, puts you at risk for high blood pressure right off the bat. Whereas strength training, it expands and contracts those arterial walls on a regular basis, makes them more pliable, and that in terms decreases your overall blood pressure risk. So why aren't we talking to this doctors, to your patients about, you know, before you try this blood pressure medication, have you thought about strength training, you know, or even in combination with? That could be a real benefit. So that's my number three, decreases your risk of high blood pressure. Number two, and I'm probably going to do a whole show on number two, so bear with me, increases your metabolic rate. This is so huge, and I could talk an hour about this subject, but for example, we have to know what your BMR is when you come into the gym. Your BMR is your basal metabolic rate, and that is how many calories you burn if you were to lay in a coma all day long in bed. So let's say you're, I don't know, 5'7", 145 pounds, and you're burning 1700 calories, which isn't a lot. And that's what your BMR is, right? Well, you get somebody in the gym, they're increasing their muscle mass. In the matter of 6 months, we could take them up to a 2200 calorie BMR. What do you think that does for you on the weekend when you have a glass of wine or a slice of pizza or whatever? It makes you more susceptible to not put on weight over time because your metabolism is so much higher than it was. And that's what strength training does the best in terms of fat loss or your risk against obesity or your risk against diabetes. It combats that because it raises your metabolic rate so much higher, which makes you less susceptible to put on body fat over time. Also, the reason why I probably should do a whole podcast just on number two is because a lot of times women especially will get caught into chronic calorie restriction. So where they lost weight at 1800 calories, well, now to continue losing weight, they have to go to 1700 calories, and then they get stuck there, and then they go to 1500 calories, and then they start gaining weight at 1500 calories. Yes, that happens, and yes, I've seen it lots of times. Why is that a problem? Because we're chronically calorically restricting. That lowers thyroid production. It lowers hormone values. It slows the metabolism because the body is trying to maintain equilibrium. So it's trying to match the calories that you're consuming. So there's lots of reasons we could talk about improved metabolism, but strength training, bar none, is the best combative feature against obesity and diabetes. Because of that reason. So that's my number two, improves metabolism. Number one reason why everyone should strength train: improves your mental health. This is so huge. We live in a time that people are dealing with anxiety and depression like they have never experienced, humankind has never experienced before. SSRI drugs like Zoloft and Paxil, these things are at all-time highs. And why are we not talking more about the benefits of strength training? Strength training actually produces chemicals in your brain, endorphin-like compounds that are like morphine, that they regulate your mood, they regulate anxiety, they combat depression, all just from using your muscles in resistance training or strength training. So there's studies actually where they compared SSRI drugs versus strength training. And you can look this up for yourself. Studies consistently show over and over again that strength training performs just as well, if not better, than those SSRI drugs that doctors are giving to patients for anxiety. Now, I don't want to negate there's a time and a place for those drugs in an acute setting. If someone's suicidal or the situation like that, please, people need to take those drugs. But why aren't we talking about strength training in combination with these drugs for the average everyday person who's struggling with a bit of anxiety or depression? I can tell you from firsthand experience that if I don't strength train for a couple weeks, my mood and my anxiety, my mood goes down, my anxiety goes up, the clouds start to set in. And so strength training has proved to be my medication. And that's why I'm so passionate about teaching this to other people, because it saved me from drug addiction. It saved me from the lifestyle that I was living before, and along with other things. But strength training was a big part of that. And so these are my five reasons why everybody should be strength training, bar none. It increases your muscle mass and bone density. It reduces your mortality risk and increases your longevity. It decreases your risk of high blood pressure, and you could probably also say high cholesterol in there too. It improves your metabolism. It saves you from chronic calorie restriction. And number one, it improves your mental health and fights against anxiety and depression. And don't we all need that? Thank you for tuning in to this short podcast today. If you would like to support this podcast, use the same supplements that I use at thorn.com. Thorn supplements are used by the USA Olympic team, the Golden State Warriors. Why? Because they're triple third-party tested and verified that they have what the ingredient label says in them. That's thorn.com. You get a discount using my link, which is thorn.com/you/muscles. And if you use that, it supports the show, helps me out. It gets you quality supplements. It's a win-win for everybody. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. I'll see you next time on the Muscles and Veggies podcast for more shows just like this.